Allô, SOS Détresse Amitié, bonjour. Je vous écoute.
Allô, SOS Détresse. Allô.
Allô. Je ne vous entends pas.
Allô, SOS Détresse. Je suis au bout du rouleau, là. Qu'est-ce que je dois faire?
Allô. Appuyez sur le bouton.
Béatrice FM, l'émission pour rester en ville.
Tu as appuyé sur le bouton, tu nous as appelé. Ça va, Béatrice?
She doesn't speak French.
No, she's English. But so, she's got a French name. Well, not really a French name. It's also an English name.
Yeah, I think it's Italian as well. I think there's a lot of variations. Spanish.
Spanish, bit of everything. Hello, B. You're live from New York City. What time is it? 6:45. Are you drinking your coffee? Are you well awake?
I've got my coffee in my hand, yeah.
Amazing. Thank you for being with us so early in the morning.
What time is it in New York?
6:45 a.m. Yeah, you guys did the life. No, I keep trying to say life savings. No, it's life. Daylight savings. There we go.
Daylight savings.
I call it life savings, which, to be fair, could be also called this way because it's similar. So, Bea Herbert, you are English and American, and you are currently in New York. You moved there in January after moving from London. You spent your first or second lockdown in London, and you were working on your platform that you've created called States of Mind, which is a platform that is helping young people and everyone really to raise self-awareness and to talk about mental health in a positive way. I try to summarize it better each time because I now work with you, so I hope I did it well. Is that all right?
That was a great summary, yeah.
Cool. So I guess this is a show to talk about mental health. So my first question to you is, how are you?
Ah, the big question.
The big question.
It's always an interesting one, isn't it? Because I feel like it changes every day, you know? The answer is always different.
Yeah.
But I normally answer that question in terms of like my last couple of weeks, you know, that's kind of as far as my memory stretches back normally. And I definitely feel like I'm feeling calmer these days. I was noticing a lot of anxiety showing up, and I think it's quite easy. Well, I find it quite easy to just ignore that and keep on going and hope that it will pass. But the last couple of weeks I've really slowed down and just taking the pressure off myself, and it's made a really big difference actually. It's been difficult because whenever I stop, it means I need to really just acknowledge how I'm feeling and what's going on at a deeper level. So but there's benefits to that, right? So,
Yeah,
feeling clearer, I guess. I'm feeling much clearer these days.
And so you recently moved from London, which is obviously a big change, especially because the situation is quite different from one city to another one, to another. And I mean, I spoke to you quite a lot during the last year, and you've had quite a, you know, difficult year like everybody else. And so I guess my next question is, how is it different in New York? Do you feel better in New York than you did in London, and why?
Yeah. When I moved over here, I immediately felt like a completely different person. Like, I felt so much lighter, and I felt like there was so much more space, and I just felt a lot more relaxed immediately. I think that that's partly to do with the just general energy in London. It was so intense, and it had been just increasing, and there was this real sense of feeling trapped. I think a lot of people were really in the thick of it.
Yeah, very negative energy.
Yeah. And, you know, like the media, I think, has a lot to blame for that.
Definitely. That's why I left as well. I was
right.
Like, yeah, I don't want to be in this city anymore. Not now, at least.
Right. It was too much.
It was too much. And with everything going, with the Brexit, with all the political changes, and on top of that, the COVID, just London didn't feel like the right sort of dynamic, energetic and positive place that I remember it to be. And I'm sure it will be again, and I'm sure it still is.
Yeah.
But right now, yeah, like you, I just felt like another city was more suitable.
So mm-hmm. How is New York during those days? How is it going on? Can you tell us?
Do you know what? New York is hilarious. So when I got here, they didn't have any indoor dining, but they had these, it was all outdoor dining, but the outdoor dining was basically indoor. You know, it was just like these, I don't know what you call them in France, but like kind of gazebos, like plastic structures. And they were like these little igloos, like really futuristic domes outside all of the restaurants. So you could meet up like with as many people as you want in these little domes outside. So it was really surreal.
But where did they put them? Because obviously not on the street. So how did they manage to create those like outdoor spaces to eat out on the street in New York?
They're on the street.
They're on the street. So you are eating on the street in this kind of igloo adapted.
Yeah.
That's hilarious. Okay.
Yeah, exactly.
But I mean, now it's getting hotter, but it must have been really freezing in January. Or was it sort of heated and really comfy?
That was the other amusing thing. Like there wasn't really much difference between the indoor and the outdoor, and it was really cold outside. So they had heaters.
And so does it look like a zombie town still? Or how was it compared to this hyperactive city that is New York normally?
Yeah, well, I remember like in the first week walking around Manhattan and there was no one on the streets. It was just completely empty, a few people walking around. And it was actually really nice. Like you can see the city a lot more clearly. You can appreciate it a lot more. You know how there's that thing in cities where people walk faster?
Before Christmas.
Yeah. Well, they like you could just walk slowly around New York, you know, and like really appreciate it. It was nice.
Which is surreal.
So everything is closed. Yeah. Is everything still closed right now?
No, they seem to have opened up now. Like you can go to bars, you can go to restaurants. So it doesn't really feel like there's that many restrictions.
Yes.
And people are generally quite relaxed.
And have to wear a mask on the street and in the shops when you go somewhere?
Yeah, you've got to wear a mask.
On the street as well?
Yeah.
Not
some
really.
Some people are, yeah. Some people aren't.
All right. Yeah. So we're going to listen to one of you.
No. Let's still talk with you because it's very nice of you to answer our phone call. We repeat, it's very early in New York because we are live right now. It's 12:52 in Paris. How is it, the people around you? Are they depressed? Are they zener? I don't know if it's even a proper English word.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
How is it going in their minds, the people around you?
My experience has been everyone's pretty relaxed.
Okay.
Like, everyone, yeah.
More than in London.
Et c'était donc New York en direct qui a coupé, mais on a eu des informations, on a pu s'y projeter quand même. On va écouter un morceau qui s'appelle Sadness is Rebellion, un morceau qu'a choisi
Béatrice
et qu'on embrasse, qui doit nous entendre encore. Béatrice, thank you very much. And we are listening to your track, Sadness.
We'll be back with you afterwards.
Is Rebellion.
Self-hate, only respect. we don't press rewind, it will all end.
Beatrice?
Hey.
Did you recognize the track?
Yeah.
Sadness is Rebellion.
Yeah.
Who signed that track? I don't have the name of the author.
Lebanon Hanover.
Lebanon Hanover.
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 Hanover. Lebanon Hanover.
Yeah.
Lebanon Hanover. And thank you very much for this track. We're still with you with some more few questions.
Yes, so my next question to you was, what do you miss the most from, I guess, the normal life, although this doesn't really exist anymore and normal is has never been normal anyways. So what do you miss the most?
I think it's just meeting lots of different people in my everyday life.
Mm.
You know, and that variety. I think that yeah, I just learned so much from meeting people and listening to people. And yeah, that's what I miss.
Right.
What I miss.
And what are you looking forward to doing when things feel more open and things are more open around the world?
I guess seeing people that I haven't seen for a while.
Being able to move more.
Being able to move. Yeah.
Yeah. Just moving around.
Yeah, it's weird thing to think about, isn't
it? I know. And then, would you tell people who are feeling down at the moment?
I guess the main thing is that it's completely normal to be feeling such a huge range of emotions and probably quickly changing emotions in a situation like this. You know, in a sense, what we've been going through as a kind of solitary confinement, you know, for all these people just staying in their house every day. I don't know what the situation's like in Paris, but for example, in London, people just haven't been able to go out, you know.
Yeah.
That has a really big impact.
Of course.
Has a huge impact. So I think be kind to yourself. Don't judge those emotions as something bad. They're actually a really natural response to the situation.